Well, hello. Hello, everybody. This is Pete. I wanted to respond to Sassy Cat's post on your favorite movie. What is your favorite movie? I'm not a big movie goer, so I don't have, you know, a whole list of classic movies like The Godfather. I did see The Godfather trilogy, but I'm not a big movie goer. This was true even before my vision went south. But I do have some memorable ones, and I think they're memorable because they impacted me in certain ways, the first of which that I can recall off the top of my head, that is. If I put my mind to it, I could probably think of some earlier ones. But the first would be Jaws. And I watched this when it came out in, I think, 1974. And at the time, I was in college and living in Orlando. And I would go to the beach, the Florida shore, the east coast of Florida, regularly, like weekly, because it was about a 30, 35, 40-minute drive to New Smyrna Beach, Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach, all in that central Florida area on the Atlantic coast. So Jaws was a very relevant topic for me at the time, based on my lifestyle. And it definitely changed my ocean swimming habits big time. And I think as I've grown older, I've become even more, probably good word would be paranoid, in terms of going into the ocean. I keep thinking of the opening scene in Jaws where the girl and the guy leave the party and they're both pretty well smashed, and she takes off her clothes and goes swimming, and he passes out on the beach, and she's swimming and swims out to a buoy with a bell ringing, and you hear the music, the boom, 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 boom. And then all of a sudden the camera focuses on her swimming, and all of a sudden you see her go under, and you just know that her left leg was taken. So anyway, enough of that graphic detail. So that was a very impactful movie. A couple of others. Eddie and the Cruisers is a kind of a cult movie, specifically in the music area. And if you have not seen Eddie and the Cruisers and its sequel, Eddie Lives, kind of a spoiler there. But I would recommend it. I think the music's just outstanding. Not sure about the plot or the acting, but the music was really good. I think they were released in the 80s. And I think maybe my favorite smaller film, and not a classic, would be Apollo 13 with Tom Hanks. True story, based on a true story. During my lifetime, the events of the Apollo 13 moon mission, where the rocket was disabled due to a coil had burned out, which churned the oxygen, kept the oxygen fresh and churned, and it essentially disabled the spacecraft. And rather than having a spacewalk and a walk on the moon, they had a horrifying, terrifying journey through space and a very dramatic re-entry into the Earth's atmosphere. And I kept remembering it back to the real life story, which I remember seeing, watching on TV at the time. And so it had a very heavy impact on me, I think, based on the connection between the time that the movie came out and the time in my life when the actual events occurred. So that's kind of where I'm coming from on my favorite movies. I think I will leave it at that. There are many, many others which, again, if I put my mind to it, would come to mind, but I'm kind of lazy today. So thanks, Cat, for the idea, the thought-provoking topic. And thank you, Jeffrey, for adding to it. And I hope you have a good trip to Duluth, up north, as they say. As I walk out the door today, it's 89 degrees, and we're experiencing the remnants of, I think, what was hurricane? Did it reach hurricane force? Erica. It's now less than a tropical something or other. It's a mass of rain, and we're getting heavy-duty rain showers all across the state of Florida. We should receive up to 4 to 5 inches in Jacksonville. So not a very pleasant day, and with the heat and the humidity, a very muggy one. So everybody take care, enjoy your days and the week, and I'll be listening.